Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom. On the programme tonight, the CBI has arrested a man called Rakesh Ranjan, otherwise known as Rocky. He's believed to be the kingpin in the NEET paper leak case. The Supreme Court continues to hear the case. The big question, will there be a re-exam for the 24 lakh students who took the May 5th medical entrance test? What is the extent of the leak? That is what will determine what happens next. On this show, details of how this kingpin was able to get hold of the exam papers and what he did with them. Next up on the program, in the Mumbai hit-and-run case, the police bring Mihir Shah, the 23-year-old who allegedly rammed a speeding vehicle onto a woman who was killed and his driver together. The driver was part of an alleged cover-up attempt where he would take the blame for the incident. It now turns out that Mihir Shah had consumed 12 large pegs of whiskey hours earlier. We bring you the latest in the case, which has stunned the nation. The bar where he was drinking in Mumbai claims that he showed them false ID. Later on this program, an NDTV special report. 25 years ago, at the height of the Kargil War, the Indian Air Force was involved in daring missions to take out Pakistani posts that they had built on Indian soil. The Indian Air Force, along with the Army, was tasked with evicting these intruders. The role of the IAF, less spoken of than the Army, was also critical. In our report, we look at how Indian Air Force Mirages had locked onto and could have launched missiles at Pakistani F-16s flying just 30 kilometers away across the line of control. We bring you the details of these encounters from the pilots who flew those missions. But first, the very latest on NEET, with the police, the CBI making an important arrest today, trying to unravel the extent of the leak. We have these details.
When will the NEET deadlock end? The million-dollar question that seems to have no answer so far. Seeking some respite, NEET aspirants met Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan for the second time. Sources say the meeting that lasted 30 minutes saw the students express concern over a retest. The Education Minister, on his part, assured the students that their future was a priority for the government. But there was more disappointment in store for the NEET aspirants. The Supreme Court deferred the hearing on NEET malpractices a day after the centre submitted an affidavit before the court.
NTA और सरकार ने जो हलफनामा दिया है वो अब हमारे वकील उसको स्टडी करेंगे क्योंकि NTA ने अपने हलफनामे में पूरे झूठ भर भर के लिखे हैं. NTA बार बार अपने स्टैंड को चेंज कर रही है. NTA कभी कहता है लीक हुआ था, आज उसने मानने से मना कर दिया लीक हुआ था. हमें यही उम्मीद है कि गुरुवार को अगले एक ऐतिहासिक फैसला आएगा और 24 लाख बच्चों को रीनीट का जो है वो अवसर मिलेगा और CGI 24 लाख परिवारों के साथ जस्टिस करेंगे.
The case will now be heard on the 18th of July. The NEET UG counselling was set to begin in the third week of July, but with this delay, there is a cloud over its timeline. In its affidavit to the Supreme Court, the centre has opposed a re-NEET on grounds that there was no mass irregularity in the NEET UG examination and that the evidence of paper leak is also limited.
IIT Madras has done, they have only compared the result of 2023 and 24. But what was the order of the court? The court has requested the Union of India that some forensic academic background check of the students may be done. So they have not compared with the academic background of the student, such as that what, how much marks a student has obtained in class 12th or class 11th or class 10th, and what was their result in the NEET examination.
There seems to be no end to insight for students in NEET NOT. They are caught in limbo as the case in Supreme Court has been deferred and the counselling dates are drawing near. The big question on their minds is, will they have to sit for NEET for the second time? If yes, then when? This is Aishwarya Jain with video journalist Kamal Khan for NDTV in Delhi.
All right, so what happens next today? There was an expectation that there would be some sort of an order, perhaps even an order, deferred order from the Supreme Court today, but that announcement hasn't come. The Supreme Court will rule, but it'll take some more time. But the government seems to be of the opinion that there is no evidence so far to indicate that this was broad-based across the country and therefore the large majority of students were not impacted by this. Is that an argument that should be accepted? Radhika Khera of the BJP joins us, Dr. Pooja Tripathi of the Congress, Sajjan Kumar, the political analyst, Anil Nagar, founder and CEO of ADA 24/7, and Geeta Bhatt, the academic. Anil Nagar, let me come to you first. Do you accept, prima facie, the argument of the government that, look, this may have been localized and therefore there isn't reason to cancel the exam or do a retest?
In my opinion, I was looking at the affidavit and especially the part where IIT Madras has given the analysis which they have done on the data, and they have done analysis for 2 years where they have clearly mentioned that statistically this is coming out as a bell curve, which is generally in most of the exams. So I personally feel that with this data and this has come from IIT, and I believe this has done in the right way. So this clearly tells that there is no mass malpractice. So in my opinion, this was the biggest concern on our side also, that marks have been inflated and everybody was coming that this has happened for the first time. So many people got 720 marks and so on, so forth. So I think to large extent, this matter has been clarified. And in my mind, it is kind of settled that this is probably because of the course reduction or the logic reasons given by NTA. So in my mind, I find it that probably this may be the reason, but statistically, there is nothing majorly wrong with the exam.
Dr. Tripathi, is that an argument that you accept? I'll tell you what IIT Madras said. They've said that there's been an overall increase in the number of marks by students, specifically in the range of 550 to 720, but it's not in one area. This has been seen across cities and centers. This seems to indicate that, it's not as if a couple of areas have seen cheating. That's what they're trying to establish. Is that convincing enough an argument?
I don't think it's convincing enough, Vishnu. The bigger question is, what is government trying? Government is fighting for the students, or government is fighting against the student? 17 FIRs across 7 different states. There have been, the whole sanctity of exam process in the age of social media. When you claim that it's just scattered incidents, this has all across India, 35, only 35. Is 35 a small number to, when a sanctity of an exam is breached? We have seen NEET being mired in the center of controversies from the day the exam was conducted. The Economic Offence Unit of Patna reaching out to NTA with the paper leak acquisition. There's a whole center in Godhra, Jai Jalaram School, that has, lost its sanctity. There was a center in Jhajjar which had multiple toppers. And now, after tapping the back of NEET, NTA, Education, Dharmendra Pradhan comes over and takes a press conference saying he takes the moral responsibility. We don't want vote. We want what actions you have taken. You didn't, indulge in any discussion at the floor of the parliament with what Mr. Gandhi requested was a joint resolution to ensure students that the justice is to be given. And now when you look at this affidavit, it's a comparative study from 2023 to 2024. And they've been, reasons are being given that the paper were easy,
No, but that's an important point, isn't it? IIT, which is independent, says that there has been a 25% reduction in the syllabus and therefore a concomitant rise in marks.
There was no 25% reduction in syllabus. I've gone through the syllabus. There were some topics that were dropped and some topics that were added. Even two questions on radioactivity and rolling motion from the topics that were dropped.
So you don't accept the analysis of IIT. That's what you're saying.
No, I think government needs to conduct re-need. Government needs to talk to students. The whole sanctity of the examination process has been breached.
No, I understand. And I think nobody would disagree with that. But just on this particular case, I mean, it's curious what you say about IIT Madras, because you're questioning what their arguments are. Raise an important point, Pooja, when you say that, in fact, in your opinion, 25% syllabus reduction has not taken place. Radhika Khera, how would you respond to that point, that which the Congress is now making, that the IIT point that there has been a reduction in syllabus and therefore a higher number of marks, that appears to be erroneous?
Good evening, Vishnu. And it's really unfortunate that the Congress party led by Rahul Gandhi is just playing politics over the future of our youth. They have to stop playing politics on every issue, because this is a very serious issue and it's about the entire future of our youth. Now, the government's stand not to take the NEET exam, is retake the exam, is based on a thorough data analysis, which will ensure fairness to the majority of students and a robust security measure. Now, this approach also ensures that the integrity of the exam is maintained. while addressing any specific instance of malpractice without disrupting the future of millions of students. Now, 23 lakh odd candidates have appeared for the exam. Retaking the exam based on unverified allegations that it's happened everywhere would unfairly burden a vast number of students who have honestly worked extremely hard for this result. Now, NT has identified specific centers where irregularities were reported, and they are taking stringent steps to ensure that does not happen again, and they're withholding the results and ensuring that those responsible are held accountable without penalizing the students. We have to ensure that the students are not penalized, especially those where there have been no problem. There have been many, you know, a majority of the students have not faced
No, but Radhika, there's the flip side. There is a flip side to what you're saying. And, you know, the Supreme Court itself has said, let us accept that the exam process was flawed. I quote, one thing is clear, questions were leaked. The sanctity of the exam has been compromised. This is beyond doubt. Now we have to establish the extent of the leak. So two parts of what I think it was the Chief Justice who said it was the Chief Justice. So we are now establishing the extent of the leak. That's point one. But point two, this was a compromised exam. You know, I mean, the papers were meant to be held by the State Bank of India, sent to carefully to exam centers. How does it feel like for a student who has worked hard just to know that somebody has cheated and might get away with it?
Exactly why, like I said, we have to ensure there is a balance and not even one student out of the 23 lakh feel that justice is not being delivered to them. We have to see everything. Where this problem did not arise.
So we will hunt down those students who have cheated.
Where this problem happened.
And we assume that every last student who has cheated will be caught.
I didn't get you, I'm sorry.
Radhika, would you therefore suggest that in the name of being fair, every last student who has cheated or been part of this gang, etc., will be hunted down and will be identified and legal action will be taken?
Absolutely.
Because, but Radhika, realistically, that's very difficult to achieve.
Absolutely.
Radhika, realistically, that's quite difficult to achieve.
No. Nothing is difficult. I'm sorry, Vishnuji. We are finding out the culprits, and they will also, they're not as, you know, it's very easy for the police to find out a chain once you find out one thing, and then the chain will lead to other people. And I'm sure our investigating agencies are capable enough of finding the every person who has cheated. I am sure they can do that. But like I said, we have to see how and where all this has affected, and how can we, you know, make those students where this entire thing did not happen go through the entire process of giving the exam again.
Okay, Radhika, half a sec. I get your point.
Again, who've done fairly well and they have not used any.
No, I understand that. But let me just bring a few details of what exactly we now know took place. And I wanted Sajjan Kumar to actually come in on this, because this nexus which exists, it's always existed between those who manage to crack open the papers physically, take photographs or distribute it, and then you have exam solver gangs in operation, is exactly what the CBI is saying has happened this time around as well. According to the information, this is what the CBI is now saying, this paper leak was in Hazaribagh, in a school over there. And what we now know is that the CBI has said that there were 9 sets of papers for the exam. The exam was meant to be held on the 5th of May. It reached the State Bank of India branch 2 days earlier for safekeeping. Either at the State Bank of India, if at all possible, or between the State Bank of India and this Oasis school in Hazaribagh, there was this man, Rocky, who went, unsealed the papers, shared them through photographs with solver gangs, and that's how this entire leak took place. This has been a strategy which has been there in many states for the longest time. In 2024, we seem to have been unable to get through with this. What does that say about our education system? Sajjan.
Yeah. We have three aspects. One is the kind of problem. What is the nature of problem? Yes, there are strong kind of verification that there were paper leaks. There is a kind of entire gang which has been working there, and it has a vast network across the country, and there have been credible arrests. Second, what is the direction of the government's response? And I think that in terms, there are two aspects, direction and degree. So in terms of the directionality, you find that government is showing sincerity in terms of changing the personnel at NTA, conducting raids, many of the culprits are arrested. And then also IIT report about cut-off marks changing from year to year. This is not just about NEET exam. Also in civil services, you see prelims cut-off from year to year undergoes sometimes very high change. So that's accepted. But the question here is about the degree of the response, you know. Now, as you said, that is it possible to identify exactly the extent of the culprits, you know? Who were the beneficiary of the malpractices? If that is, I mean, I do not think we have a system where we can pinpoint exactly the number of centers, because this is one mode which we have identified. And it took time to come to this sort of a finding that how the paper leaks and everything has happened. What if tomorrow you come to about other modus operandi, because these are conjectures, you know? These are conjectures, which is just one set of finding. There can be other set of a thing. So there comes the question about the sanctity and the credibility. So a government is quite sincere in trying to bring certain confidence that they are serious about identifying the culprit. Now, the reference of the government should not be just the ones who have been into this crime. The reference are the very credibility of the exam among the students. So it is not a question of who benefits and who loses. If re-examination happens, the ones who have given it fairly will be at the receiving end. This is the question of the very sanctity of the exam, and therefore that requires that in future government may have a foolproof examination system based upon this incident, but at least this very exam has come under a cloud of suspicion, and therefore this is a question.
All right, so
about
we need to focus on this exam and see the extent of the Geeta ji, how does one prevent leaks like this from taking place? One of the suggestions was that there needs to be perhaps online examinations. Others said that that's very unfair to those who don't have access to computers or aren't conversant with using computers. But then even that can be hacked. How does one ensure that exam papers can be carried safely from one point place to the other?
Vishnuji, you see, there are we know that government has very proactively already constituted a committee to look into the kind of, you know, reforms that need to be done for conducting the NEET examination. And for that, you know, the suggestions have also been asked from the people or from the organizations, different organizations. And largely, Vishnuji, the, you know, overall, if you try to look at this picture, to make it foolproof, a large number of sections from the academia, they feel that, first of all, the examination could be conducted not once but twice, you know, in the academic session. And also, an online examination preferred way is still that a large number of people feel that if it is held in an online mode, then one can cut down on the possibility. See, foolproof, there are also various aspects of, you know, online hacking of an examination taking place. But for that, there are, you know, various kind of tech-based solutions which can be used by the government. And also that whether it is possible that a two-layer examination is held so that this kind of a, you know, the kind of a hacking of the examination or taking out of the, you know, copying of the question paper, which till now the observations have been that these are localized in this, you know, in this case, in the NEET examination case, this has been observed to be largely localized. But for, you know, for the coming years, because this is something which examination, which is a very a highly coveted examination, and students, you know, they actually drop their academic years and prepare throughout for 1 year, 2 years for getting into a medical seat. So therefore, it is something which is a foolproof method has to be evolved for the future, so that this kind, you know, of even these localized kind of hacking of the examination papers, it does not take place.
Anil, Anil Nagar, how is it not possible, since we rely so much on our digital economy now, to actually transfer these exam papers to exam centers shortly before the exam is to start, where you've got all the students over there, therefore there are no solver gangs involved, and there is a printout or whatever it is, which is taken and given to students there and then?
Vishnu, in my opinion, online, probably conducting online is the right solution. It may be the right solution, because then there are bodies which are conducting online exams for so long and almost perfectly. For example, IBPS is conducting this banking exam for last 12 years. And they also have similar number of students which go through these exams, sometimes 15 lakh, 20 lakh or 25 lakh. And it is almost a smooth exam almost every year. I've never heard any complaint that from any student that there is some compromise or there is some doubt. So in my opinion, online is the way. And also I want to add, if we can conduct exam multiple times in a year, for example, two times, while there is a layering, for example, JEE is, I think, one of the good model where we conduct twice JEE mains and then JEE advanced. So layering also there and we are conducting it twice, because that gives opportunity to every student. Something goes wrong once or one time in the exam, and they have some doubt that the paper has been leaked or something has been unfair to them. So they have this hope that, okay, I did well, I have studied well. So next time after 6 months, I can give the exam again and I can get what I deserve.
So, all right. So a couple of important suggestions over there, but will there be justice for those students who have not cheated, who have worked hard, who have lost their or spent their money, saved their money? Or is this going to be something that just keeps going on and on year after year, and how many suffer? I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us.